All right, Indianapolis won. Marty Davalos on the line. Marty, it is it's been a tough start for you. A lot of crashes, including tonight, when you looked really good at times. So on a scale of 1 to 38 on the frustration meter, where are you at right now?
I'm at 100 right now. I mean, it's, it is insane. You know, like we all, you know, it's not just myself, but everybody works super hard. You know, I'm 34. I mean, this ain't my first rodeo, you know, it's just, it's very frustrating to, you know, have a great off season and just come out and just keep doing this shit over and over, you know? So, very frustrating. I did struggle a lot in Houston with my bike setup.
Okay.
I changed off season a little bit and I just kind of went back to my base setup from last year, especially on the rear. And, you know, today I really felt the best I felt so far. And, you know, my practice was good. My heat race was all right. The start was really tough today. Cause I mean, if you didn't have a good jump, you just, you know, the doors were getting closed from the outside and the inside. So it was tough. And then, you know, the main event, I put myself in a great position. I was running top 10. I feel like I had a really good speed and it's just, you know, little mistake, went three on off and, got cross rutted and jumped into the top blocks, you know, just pulled a Marty. So it's been frustrating, but you know, got up as fast as I could and, you know, put my head down and, you know, I was able to come to 15th, but I mean, the class is so stacked. It's impossible. I mean, it's just impossible, to be able to, you know, get in the top 10, like, you know, from way back. So I feel like a good start and try and run up front is, it's the best thing I could do, but you know, I gotta avoid the crashing. It's just not.
You do. I feel like your speed's there, but it's, you've been hitting the dirt. And tonight I think are you hurt? Are you okay? Cause dude, you're on the concrete. So I don't know, like what you're feeling okay.
Yeah, I feel okay. Yeah. You know, I just tweaked my ankle a little bit, but it's just the frustration is really what's getting me the most, you know, just, you know, mentally it's just like, what am I doing wrong? To be, you know, like I said, I think I want, you know, I'm very experienced. I know what I'm doing. This is in like my rookie year. And you know, there's just like, just little mistakes that are causing me a lot, you know, and, you know, crashing the sport is not something you want to do every single weekend. So I'm, you know, I'm glad that I'm okay. I need to figure it out how to stay off the ground and try and put some good main events. So.
So your bike is better though. You think you rode this week. And so bike setup in Houston that you talked about, are you happier with it tonight, even though the result didn't turn out?
Yeah. I mean, the result didn't turn out, but my bike is definitely better. I feel a lot more comfortable. I was able to, you know, put good laps. Even my main event, you know, I was just actually going through the, you know, my lap times. I feel like I rode solid. I was riding a good pace, even though I was in 15th, you know, and, you know, with being such a stacked class, if you don't start in the top 10, it's just impossible. So, here I am. All right. And I, trying to regroup and reset and try it again. You know, it's actually cool because, we get to do it again in 2 days, you know, and just trying to put it behind and keep going.
Yeah. You're not sitting on the result for a week. Right. And then wondering what, exactly. So, well, hey man, thanks for doing this. I just wanted to check in and talk to you all year and I know it's been frustrating. So I appreciate you taking the call and, you'll get it. It's just a matter of when, I think it's good. It's at some point.
I agree. I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you so much for calling, man.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.